For folks who might be new to the area, because, you know, we're seeing all this growth in the Triangle every day, and maybe folks are not familiar with Duke Children's Hospital and the work that's being done, can you shed some light on all the things that Duke Children's Hospital does on a daily basis?
We're just like the premier children's hospital in the area. We do great patient care, amazing research, amazing physician education, and just take care of so many patients across the Triangle and across the world because we have so many areas of expertise. Our cardiology department is ranked number 4 in the country, so we've got some great physicians, some great patient care, and we see a lot of kids.
The emotions of seeing the kids every single day. What is that like to see these kids and these families who maybe are in their toughest time ever, and then eventually they hopefully get out of it, and now you've got all these success stories?
It's so amazing when you see a patient come in and get treated for whatever their illness or disease is, and you see them thrive, and you know, you get to watch them become older, and they're going to high school and college, and some of them getting married and having kids. And you know, we have these tremendous success stories, and then unfortunately we have ones that aren't so happy. But, you know, the holiday season, we just finished our Duke Children's Radiothon, and we've raised over $600,000. We've got a lot of generosity going on in the Triangle to help these patients and these families and our care providers.
What's the biggest need, Debbie, that Duke Children's Hospital has?
You know, I think you've got patients who have long-term stays. And the kids are in there, you know, kids that are having bone marrow transplants or have complex diseases, and they're in there for an extended period of time. And we have these child life specialists who are folks that go around and help the kids, keep them busy and give them things to do, but also help them get ready for these surgeries they need to have and try to get the fear away. And they're just such wonderful gifts. We bring therapy dogs around that are just wonderful. So these extra things, arts and crafts that the kids do and things in the hospital that they need, you know, they're not funded. So a lot of philanthropic dollars go to helping things like that for our patients that are in there for a long time. We have a hospital school, so kids can go to school while they're there. We also do a ton of research. We've had some groundbreaking research over the years that have saved a lot of children's lives, and research costs a lot of money.
What about kids that this time of year, around the holidays, Christmas, Hanukkah, all the other holidays, they're in the hospital over this time of year? Are there things that listeners or folks or the hospital can do for these kids and families that are spending the holidays getting this medical care that they so desperately need?
Well, the money that's donated that comes in, and for these kids that are here for the extended period of time, you know, sometimes we'll buy gaming systems or iPads or different, you know, activity kits that they can use and they can do. You know, we have some parents who come in who travel from a distance, and it costs a lot of money to not only stay in town, eat in town, you know, pay for the gas. So sometimes we have gift cards for food and gas and, you know, just a meal in the cafeteria for patients and families who can't afford that. So it's a lot of goodwill around the holidays that go into taking care of these patients and families that have extended stays.
Any big fundraisers coming up for the show? I know you just got done with the Radiothon. Anything else coming up that we should be aware of?
Yeah, so right now we have this wonderful partnership with Duke Men's Basketball and Coach Shire and his wife Marcel, who is a certified nurse practitioner who cares deeply about the patients at Duke Children's and the team. Everybody's on board, and we're running the Charity Stripe 1000 Challenge right now. And, you know, we have a sign up in Cameron every time we have a home game, but we're asking 1,000 donors to give $25 for the kids at Duke Children's, and we're hoping we can reach that by the time we get to January 27th, because on that night we're going to do a drawing, and one of those 1,000 donors will win 2 tickets to the Duke UNC game on February 1st.
Pretty good deal right there.
I think it's good odds. And right now we have a little over 300 hoops heroes. We're calling them hoops heroes, so we're, you know, we're trying to get that number up to 1,000, but right now it's a little over 300, so I think I'd take those odds.
I would too. Now, I will say that my wife and I have become hoops heroes as well. We did that very early on, and if we win, we're going to obviously donate the tickets back, so your odds are getting even better if you wanted to donate.
Well, thank you, Chris. That's very kind. Well, thank you. You and Kelly for being hoops heroes.
Well, I mean, listen, we see enough basketball. I don't need to go see more basketball, right?
You do see a lot of basketball. You talk about a lot of basketball.
I sure do. Debbie, as I let you go, tell us how our listeners can get involved, how they can support Duke Children's Hospital, whether it be a hoops hero or whatever else. Are there ways and specific ways they can give this holiday season?
If you want to be a hoops hero, you can do it via text. So you just text hoops hero, one word or two words, to 919-372-4159 and give your $25, and then you will get in the drawing for the chance to win tickets. And that's just a great way to support Duke Children's this holiday season. Or you can go to giving.dukechildrens.org DukeChildren.com and make a gift there.
Debbie Taylor with Duke Children's Hospital. Debbie, always appreciate the time, the friendship, all of it, and I will talk real soon. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chris. Happy holidays. Thanks for having me
on. You got it. We'll talk soon. You too.